This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The one and only, the wonderful Scott Capurro here.
Yay. So good you're back, you guys. We were so worried, me and the fans on Facebook. Oh, we were following your every move. So concerned.
Sat on our butts in isolation.
All right, surfer photos sat on your butts.
No, I did not.
It was fantastic.
And if he did, he wasn't stupid enough to post up pictures of it.
I found a bunch. It was weird.
No, you did not.
And then, I love all the fans' concern. I was like, oh no, I'm telling them things that were completely untrue. Oh. They think I've got it in. And people were saying, oh, come on, Scott, tell us. You know more than we do. Come on, spill the beans. I'm like, oh, okay, Sarah's pregnant. Whatever I'd say, they'd be like,
of course,
oh my God,
a power position for you.
That's fun.
So dumb.
No wonder you're hanging out at the fan page.
That was so great. Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You know what? I laughed. Speaking of Facebook, I looked at a picture on something you'd posted of your husband. And I guess did he just leave again?
No, he had just returned from Brazil in that photo.
Oh, that's him getting home. I saw him in white pants and went, who in the hell travels long distance in white pants?
Edson flies in white pants all the time. He loves it.
Zara,
those pants are gorgeous. Oh. And he has two pairs, one to fly there and one to fly home. That's what he saves them for.
Oh.
On a day that you might actually find yourself in those pants for 24 full hours, wide awake, having, delays and else. White?
They're lovely cotton poplin and they're very soft. And they breathe.
And they're white.
And they're white. And they're drawstring. And he spritz himself.
Can he get like a pair of brown ones?
No, he spritz cologne.
He's a cologne guy. We all know that.
He smells so nice.
A jacket on it.
Oh,
my
you
house
like that?
One time
oh, I love it. Everybody does except you two. Jesus. And the way you guys smell the studio smells like a garbage can. And then he comes in here and makes it so nice. And you two are like, ew. I mean, we go to friends' houses and they complain. I'm like, you have cats on your countertop. You feed animals near your kitchen. He's wearing a bit of alcohol, some spritz. It's just a bit of alcohol with scent on it. That's all it is. And it evaporates after about 10 minutes, unfortunately, off of Sarah when we leave. So this is what you're worried about? Oh, you people. Jesus, San Francisco, I've had it with here. Anyway, you guys look great. I'm so glad you're back.
San Francisco, why are you bringing
Europeans love it. Everybody in his work is like, oh God, you smell so good in London. The French
adore it. That's because no one bathes in Europe. Everyone knows that. They don't have AC and they don't like to take baths.
I just
saw
a guy.
So they douse themselves in that terrible smelling cologne, the perfumes they're putting on.
I just saw a guy running down the street.
And here in America, we're nice and clean.
Oh God.
And we smell fresh like soap.
You smell like the freshener in your car. That's what you smell like.
I don't have a freshener in my car.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Those fake smells.
I wish you did. I saw this guy running down the street just now on Post with his sweats around his knees with a roll of toilet paper with no shoes on running down the street. I'm like,
oh, I thought he was like
city.
Exercising.
Yeah,
he
might have. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Everybody's
got a journey here. On the way here, someone had set some recycling bins on fire, and they'd all melted. And the guy, collecting.
That's a good smell.
I know. There was a couple of falsies. Just hanging out.
What?
I know.
Those didn't burn.
This recycling container. I'm just telling you, ladies, or guys.
How do you know there weren't like some kind of melted down plastic?
I know what falsies.
What are you talking about? I've worked
with a lot of drag queens. Seriously, a lot.
So why are there falsies in a recycling bin?
A lot, all the time.
Like,
I used to, yeah.
How would you really? Pick that out of all this mess?
I've done a big drag. I've worn falsies a few times. You know that with my little spaghetti strap.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah. We don't know about your days as a drag queen,
Scott. I was a drag queen. And that's a pejorative term. I was in transition, but then I decided to transition back. But anyway, I used to go to these parties.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Is
drag queen pejorative?
It's totally, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I thought drag queens were trying to like own that because everyone's saying, you know, no drag.
They are saying no drag?
Yeah, the mean people, you know.
Who says no drag?
All the mean people.
I love me a bit
all
of drag.
We all love drag. I do, I'm with you.
Yeah, and I wore a little, you know, magenta, and I used to go to parties in it, and I put a little, anyway. Wait,
so you would dress up just for the attention.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Sing Barbara?
Are you kidding? I have a tiny, you know, 20
you,
years ago, tiny waist.
A very small waist.
And I looked fantastic.
It's enviable.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Guys like you would stare at me the way you're doing right now. With their tongue and their cheek, looking at me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to listen to you.
You look really hungry right now. And they look at me like they just wanted to, I don't know what they wanted to do to me. Made me feel all oogly. Anyway, I did like it. And I remember going to a party with my friend Mark in the Castro near what was Cala then, which is another store now. And we were at this event.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I was being followed. It was so.
Is that why you decided to not wear the chicken cutlets anymore, the falsies.
You know what? The guys didn't like the falsies, actually. They didn't like that. They liked me without them, so I stopped wearing them. They were uncomfortable and maybe sweat a little bit, so I didn't wear them after a while.
So you're in a dress, but you're just you.
Yeah, they were more interested in other stuff in the dress. More things, other things. Yeah,
it can be very clingy in certain areas.
Yeah, they liked all that. And then what they really liked, what I learned, was the nylons. Yeah.
Oh.
They liked all that.
Well, those are uncomfortable.
They are.
When you do the nylons out of curiosity, just for, you know, the sake of conversation.
Yes, I shave my legs. I shave my legs.
No, that's not the question. No. Did you wear the thigh high or did you wear
all the way up? Yeah, they liked it.
All the way to the belly button with built-in panty.
Yeah, they liked it.
Control top?
No, I didn't go. I freeballed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but some of them have like, you
they
know,
do, but I didn't buy those.
That is wafer thin now.
Yeah. I just had the
I would think that part would like hold all the junk down tight.
Yeah, they liked little tiny briefs over that a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
And
or
then
nothing.
A dress over
These
that.
Are people that you've spent time with.
A lot of people. Yeah, a lot.
A lot of time, a lot of people.
A lot of guys liked it. They liked it. So I understand why now men who are transitioning or whatever, even if they're not, they want to put a dress on. It feels nice. It has all that airflow and stuff.
Now you need pantyhose on.
Yeah, you're not necessarily a drag queen. I wasn't. You're not even transitioning. You're just a guy in a dress. Who cares? Why do people get so worked up over it?
I have a question.
A couple of guys I know look great with a bit of magenta eyeshadow and some lipstick. It's called a makeover more than anything else. You're not transitioning to anything. You're just being pretty. Yes.
When you were out in a dress in San Francisco on any given night, did you ever get with someone who was either mid-transition or had decided to have something done on top but keep the bottom?
No, I wasn't interested in any of that. We had business cards then. It was a long time ago. And I was meeting guys in town. I saw a lot of hotels.
People in general had business cards.
So I would get a bunch of business cards from guys and they'd want me to call them. Because we were at a party. There's nowhere to go, you know, so they'd be like, give me a call. And their girlfriend would be in the restroom and they'd be waiting for their girlfriend to come out and they give you the card.
Like, yeah. Hey, down
we didn't, low, go, to, we didn't go to gay clubs in that. I was no interest in that at all, going to gay clubs in that. We went to straight bars downtown.
You've always looked to flip straight guys.
I wasn't interested in flipping anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be flipped myself, actually. Mm-hmm. Turned upside down.
Did you wear
down.
Wigs?
Wigs?
Yeah.
I didn't bother with any of that.
You're just a dude in a skirt.
You with that face.
In those
and
days,
that hair.
Though, my hair, if you remember, was longer and straighter. I used to have it lightened. I'd have it straightened. And the straightening stuff that they use, the dye, would straighten my hair and make it blonde. Ah. So I had about almost shoulder length,
like a bob,
push over my ears, blonde. Mm. Ah. Yeah,
oh.
And I blow dried. I tease a little bit.
Of this?
So handsome.
I do. It was
oh,
just,
let's see.
I'm somewhere. Not on my phone. It's too long.
Somewhere. It's Thursday.
No, this
throwback
is
throwback
like,
Thursday. You just take pictures out of things of your in your albums.
I'll
and you
find
post
some
those
else
up.
On them too.
Please do.
Yeah.
Well,
I do have some.
Tag me in the post.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean,
you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was young, living in San Francisco.
Calls fun, Ben.
You know, it was just meeting a lot of people. It was great. The best thing to do was go up on myself though, because I was likely to meet more people if I was alone, which I liked. But then I'm not a big, huge drinker. So, you know, it was good to be with my friend Marcus. He would slam a back and get a bit boozy. Right? So he's a party guy.
You were more of the cocaine guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever kept me skinny. Yeah.
Pardon
so I just,
me.
Yeah, I didn't eat for a couple of days. I put the dress on and then I go meet people. It was really fun. It was great. I mean, going to bars and clubs is great. Mm. But if you're not drinking, it's a bit,
Were you still being a straight comic on stage at this point?
No, God.
Oh,
no.
So this is, how old are you in these stories you're telling us?
About 33, 35.
Oh, right around when I was meeting,
yeah, when
first
I met you.
Met you. Okay.
A couple
yeah.
of Christmas parties for the Punchline, actually, in Walnut Creek in a dress. Ooh, man. Mm. Yeah, that's when I realized there were no out male headliners in the country, out. But there are a lot of gay ones. Ooh, man. A lot.
Women, am I right?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Women and toilet paper. What's all that about? And they seriously didn't know because.
Yeah. I'm asking,
yeah,
really.
Please, help me out here.
What's going on? What's
please.
The obsession with breasts? I don't get it.
What's going on? People, please. Sleeves pushed up, collar opened. Yeah. So it was, yeah, I didn't meet a lot of people in gay clubs in those days. I just wasn't. Yeah, I didn't want a boyfriend. I wanted to hang out and party. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. You're young.
Mission
right?
accomplished. But yeah. you did want
a
boyfriend.
When you say party, you mean have sex.
Just a lot of coke and sex, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But nothing.
But I thought when you're on coke, like you can't really feel anything. So
it killed
right,
it for
good.
Me. No, it was crystal. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I
didn't
feel know you
stuff.
Ever tried that.
No, just a couple of times because my friend Fat Matt, who I was going out with at the time, liked it. He wasn't
Don't
really
call
fat.
Call him that.
That's
no, his feelings.
He wasn't fat. He was bulimic, so it was kind of a control thing. But he was an artist and took his art very seriously because somebody had to. Oh my God! But anyway, he'd come over with a couple of powders and say, "Pick one," and I would choose always the crystal. I don't know why I like the color. And we wind up climbing the walls, but I couldn't get anything done because nothing happens south of the border. You know, like you feel a lot. But you can't, oh, it's really frustrating, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, say that twice, just couldn't do it.
I heard from a policeman that people on meth, addicts, are obsessed with porn.
Oh, seriously?
Obsessed with it.
You can't get enough. It's all about visual stimulation. And I got to say, my apartment's never been cleaner. I started from one corner with a toothbrush and went to the other side for 2 days. But for me, it's like, I have energy. I don't need this, you know? Mm. Yeah.
That's why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I would do it if I drank, but I'm already hyper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A bit of coke and some weed, I'm fine. That's all I needed in those days. Yeah, it's great.
Fun.
Now
I'm really, it's nice to hear this whole dress story. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't really
have
remember.
You heard that before?
Well,
I never heard that.
Yeah, it was fun. You never wanted to put a dress on, Vinny, ever? A little skirt?
I've worn dresses.
Yeah, what kind? What'd you wear? What'd
the
you
Halloween choose? Kind.
Yeah, I mean, I did it for Halloween or I did it in bet payoffs a few times. That one time I was in thigh high. I was in Yuzette's thigh highs, actually.
All right.
And I paid off a bet at some gallery. Like I was in a window on display.
I can't remember exactly where that was, but you were in.
It was on one of the main streets right
like
here
right
in downtown San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you ever want to wear a dress?
No, I hate dresses.
Jesus.
I had dresses.
Oh, my picture tore. I had a picture of her in a dress right here.
Oh, no. What kind of dress was it? Cute?
The sundress.
A sundress for summer.
Yeah, she looked
those
great.
Those were the days, really? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Someone told her she was too matchy-matchy and ruined everything,
oh,
and
God.
Now she's never worn it since.
Is it those horrible varicose veins you have near your ankles, those big ones
yes,
in the back?
Yes, that is.
You get embarrassed. No, it's all right. I mean, everybody gets them at some point.
I know.
You have those? Deal.
I don't have them. Oh. You can have them surgically removed. You can. They'll remove them for you.
That's great.
With your insurance. No, you look great. They just slice them and pull them out like vines on a, right? Just yank them out of your legs. Sew you back up.
Yeah.
You know, you could look like a doll again. You could.
Everybody gets them except him, just
yeah,
so you know.
No, of course I don't. I do yoga. I don't drink wine. But you'd be great with a little, you're right, just start, right?
I feel like I've got, bigger fish to fry than varicose veins on my ankles.
Well, you'll be surprised. In 10 years, you'll wish you'd done it. Because by then, they'll be all over you. You know, you look like, yeah. How's John's COVID? Did he get COVID?
He didn't get COVID.
That's weird. Yeah. I guess it must have been a lie. Because I thought, John would have gotten it because you were around each other so much.
Well, when I tested positive, he was in New York with Riley.
Oh, right.
So they How'd that all go? Great. They got a little apartment.
Oh, okay. They're living together now?
They do. They live together. They've moved away from
me. Oh, sweet. I didn't know he had left as well. Yeah,
no, he's gone. I'm alone now.
John's going to go. He wants his music. He wants music
shuffling
back.
Around he's all by myself.
Music scene with Riley. They're doing CDs. Is that what they should CDs?
Sure. No.
Yep. They're making demos.
Yeah.
That's
demos,
cute.
CDs.
Right. You get that big old house by yourself and your varicose veins.
Yes.
And
I can barely fit in there with anybody else and my varicose veins. Right.
But John came home and then he didn't get it.
Well, I isolated when they came home. I'm more mystified. Like, I didn't see anybody that they didn't see that weekend before they left.
Right.
And so it's just weird that I got it and that they didn't get it.
Or maybe you made it up. Maybe you just need some time.
Maybe.
Off.
No,
yeah,
she didn't make it up because I got it from her.
You did?
Yes.
But were you together?
Well, I saw him Monday.
Here.
I saw him Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, right. Right.
And Tuesday she goes, I have a little something.
Well, why did you
there's
test?
Something.
Why did you
and test? Then she tested when she got home and went, I have COVID. And then I went, I don't. And then Thursday I did.
Oh, God.
And then I was down for 10 days.
You know what I realized, though, looking at your photos of your COVID test? You can find photos of positive COVID tests anywhere on the internet. That's weird, right? And just use them to your benefit.
Yeah.
And get a couple days off work.
You can't. The background in my photos
totally
was
CGI.
My bathroom counter. No,
sure.
You can't.
That's a lot.
You
I saw
could
it.
CGI.
From now on, you got to hold up today's paper.
I'm just saying, your fans were like, look, if they need a couple days off, they should just say that. They don't have to fake the COVID. Oh. I think it's fine.
Scott, someone wants to ask, do you think you had more guys than Sarah did?
Oh, yeah. yes. Are you kidding? My God, I'm not. What am I, a nun? Yes, of course I did. Sarah had like three guys. We're
true.
In single digits with her.
Right.
What?
Yes.
You don't even know her.
We've talked about this many times. No, I mean, you had somewhere around 18 or 19 guys. You told me that one. Or 34. It was laughable, whatever the number was. I couldn't believe it.
It's in the hundreds, she told us.
I have said to Vinny that when I first met him, because I didn't know I would be with him for the next 30 years, I told him that the number was high. I have no idea what the number is.
No, she has no idea.
I think it's like 30 or 20.
Get out of here!
Yeah, somewhere.
How dare you?
Even if it's in the hundreds, please. Oh, my God. Well,
you think you're in the thousands?
Well over 3,000 men.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you figure? Yeah. Like, how many a day do you have to do
well,
to-
if you think
Wait,
about
hold
it.
On. I have a question about the counting and
yes.
on that, of that.
What's your methodology?
Right. Is the count, does any male interaction count, or does it have to be from- There or here.
If we both exfoliated, then I think.
Got it.
That
okay.
makes sense.
But
right.
mostly it's, golf. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
Any hole's a goal. So anyway, yes.
Oh. This counts.
Yes.
Ah,
yeah, that
got
counts.
It.
Okay. He's not pointing to his nose
he's
if you're
pointing to his
that.
Ears.
Yes, he's pointing to both ears.
Yeah.
Both ears, actually.
And his belly button,
yeah,
weirdly.
Exactly. Weird.
Like he doesn't know how sex works.
But yeah. From when I moved back here in 1988 until I was in a relationship in 2008, that's 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about three, maybe five guys a week, right? For that period of time, you know, do the numbers, right? So
might even be more than 3,000.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
I don't know.
It might be more like 5,000, I think, probably. Because on vacation, you know, when you're in Ibiza, forget it. You've got like, you're doing 20 guys or something.
So you're saying three times a week, 2 to 3 times a week. In a year,
three at least
is like a
three at least.
Yeah, that yeah.
So that's
a week.
They're going to call it 150.
Let's say that
for
20
per
years.
Per year,
yeah,
times 20 years.
3,000.
3,000 is exactly 3,000.
But it's
and
probably
though you also used a calculator to figure that out.
I didn't really need to, but thanks. But also, I have a classical education. But yes, also
probably more.
It's hard for people from public school. But yes,
that is true.
That's the thing. Numbers are hard for Sarah. But yeah, so yeah, and then on vacation, like you know, you're in France and you can't. Help yourself, right?
No, I don't know. Tell us everything.
You can help yourself.
Yeah, you can help
yourself.
To the buffet table. I'm a guest in people's homes. I've got to do what I'm told. So, yes. And I manipulated a lot of situations in those days too. Well, there were, you know, if I was at a party and there was one guy I liked and he was in a relationship, I'd be like, hey, let's have an eight way, you know, and then I'd have to do seven guys to get that one. So there's that. I did that many times. Well, you had to. I had a goal. I'm very persistent. What some people might say relentless. So yes, there's one thing I wanted and I had to go through the other seven. It's domino effect. You got to knock them down to get the big one, right? That's how it is. It's a competition. It's not about quality. It's about numbers. Duh, I'm a guy, right? Hello, back me up on this.
Yeah, I'm stunned.
I really wish I'd done a lot more stuff.
How many?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before we go off on the next thing and I have to cut this short.
Right.
You are at the Punchline next weekend.
I am, the 12th to the 14th.
12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yes.
Doing two shows a night. What do you, what's going on?
Five shows all together. One on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday.
ScottCapurro.com.
Or the Punchline, sure, either
okay,
one.
Okay, sure.
Yes, on both. Tonight,
but the Punchline's a great place to see you.
It's fantastic. I love that room. I've been going there a lot this summer. And then tonight, I'm in Santa Rosa at Barrel Proof Comedy.
If Barrel Proof?
Yeah, it's great. It's a newish club opened by a friend of mine, Casey. It's going really well. It's a comedy club and music venue. It's really
in Santa Rosa.
In Santa Rosa, downtown
Santa
Rosa.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's great. He's doing really well. I'm glad for him.
Great.
So I'm going to go do a set for him.
All right. As you work, you were about to...
All right. So how many did you do? How many have you done in your life?
Sarah had the list.
But then Vinny stole it from me, so I've not, been trying to...
You know all their names?
Why would I give you a list and then steal it?
Of all
That's
their names?
Ridiculous.
But you know their names? You
I
know
do.
Everyone's name? You do?
Well, no. One of them, I forgot her
name.
Her name's
Shed.
Shed? We were together in the shed behind the house where I lived at the time.
Shed, that's
there
hot.
There was a
the first
table
or the second?
Back there.
Oh, this is getting hotter and hotter.
Was
so
that just you and her, or were there other guys involved in that? Or was there like a...
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what
did you share
Oh,
her?
I'm thinking of the lady you did in the pool house with the other guys.
Yeah, the Deerfield. Right, it wasn't a pool house. It was a bathroom.
Okay. Oh, a public bathroom.
That's hot, too. But God, the shed. Oh, the ping pong table. That's a fantasy of mine.
What?
Yeah.
Which part?
All of
the
it.
The shed or something?
I love the shed.
And with numbers like yours, there's no place you haven't done it.
I've never done a shed. I've done train stations. I've done airplanes. In fact, I ran into that guy recently. I've done...
You did?
Oh, yeah. I saw
What's
him.
That
I'm like, how do I know you?
Did you go into the bathroom or were you sitting next to each other?
I saw him. No, I saw him at the check-in counter at United here at SFO. He's like, I want to sit next to that guy. That a long time ago. My hair looked good, like 20 years ago. I want to sit next. So they seat us next to each other. We just chatted and giggled. So went to the bathroom and then we did it once. And then he was too nervous, but then I got a couple of drinks and we went back and then we fulfilled
our dreams. Wait a minute. He was too nervous to enjoy it?
To exfoliate. Yeah.
Oh.
No, he enjoyed it, but he didn't have a full release.
So then when you see him again,
well, we sat next
does
to each
he
other.
Go like this to remind you? Is he like... You don't know me. How do you know me? He's like,
no, I saw him I saw him recently and his voice, it's so familiar. And he laughed and he has a crazy laugh. And he said, I knew you. A bit like that, actually. Wow. Crazy glasses. And it took me about a couple hours into the car. I'm like, oh God, it was that guy. That crazy one. The reason we saw each other for about a week and then we were on the street, Market Street, and he was mean to a homeless person.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's it. It's over.
Oh, just like
him.
That.
I mean, I did see him again at a party.
What did the homeless person do to encourage his meanness?
Barebacked him on the sofa. This guy just talked to us on the street. And I think he's trying to show off and be funny because I was a comic. And he kind of ridiculed this homeless person, thought I would like it. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from here. We don't talk down to people who are local. Don't do that. And he's not from here. He's new in town from a place where they talk to homeless people like that, I guess, on a regular basis. And then I saw him at a party like a month later and I taught him a lesson. He'll never forget. And then that was it. I didn't see him until I just saw him recently. Weird, right?
What do you mean you taught him a lesson he'll never forget?
We were on the sofa.
I flirted with him and then you left?
No, I barebacked him. And then...
What does that mean?
That's a good lesson.
Isn't that solid? Wasn't that what he was after?
I don't know.
How's that teaching someone
right.
a lesson?
Maybe he taught me a lesson in the end,
sounds
right?
Like
so
it.
To speak, in the end at least. Yes, so... Yeah, we got what we wanted. And then I sent him on his way, and I didn't see him for like 20 years. And
all right, well, that's what's going to happen right now. I'll send you on your way.
Get
I
out.
Probably will see you within the next 20 years.
Is any of this going to make the edit? No.
No.
No, it's all been
so Santa Rosa tonight at the what is it called again?
Barrel Proof.
Barrel Proof.
Yes.
And then next weekend, all three nights. That's a big deal. That's a big headlining gig for you
it
at
is.
The Punchline. It's, everybody
I
go check out.
I wait all year for it, so please come by.
Scott Capurro.
And there'll be cake.
Take a bow,
there'll
Scott.
There'll be cake on the 14th.
Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by our full show podcast. That's right. This show that we're doing right now, whenever you're ready to listen to it, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Wow.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Thanks, Jack's. And please go there, because you know what? They're keeping this station afloat.
They're supporting us. We should support them.
Right. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We do advertising here. It's our thing. Yep. All right, here's what's happening. So we do have a heat wave. It peaks today, but they're now saying the actual heat advisory or whatever is going to be has been extended through tomorrow. And it's only going to, you know, the temp will only go down maybe 3 to 5 degrees. I'll take anything when you hit that 100-degree area. The 3 is better than none. So that's what's going to happen, though, tomorrow. Slight cooling, but still considered a heat advisory.
Okay.
Today? Really hot. Mm. Hottest day of the week. Good news. The NFL is back. It's on tonight. Great job.
I'm just trying to be ready over here.
Kansas City Chiefs are at home versus Baltimore. And there's also a game tomorrow, which is taking place in Brazil. And as we talked about earlier, the NFL prints money here in America. And they're hoping to take that game worldwide.
Yeah.
So Green Bay will play Philadelphia in Brazil tomorrow.
Friday evening
game.
Yeah. I think it's 5:15 our time or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like something
like that.
Early-ish.
Also, I wanted to just let you know, I know that we don't get into all this stuff, certainly not in any kind of detail, but in case you don't know who you're voting for, there's a debate Tuesday night, next week, 6 p.m., they say it's on ABC, but the other channels are all going to run that. So,
yeah.
But the main guy, I think his name's David Muir. He's their, you know, the nightly news guy.
Yeah.
He's the
moderator.
Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, okay. You know what I just read? So you said they were talking in the hall about Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Which I'm excited to see because I like it.
You loved the original.
I rewatched it and I went, wow, I still love this. The review of The Joker 2.
Oh, yes.
Was maybe not surprising because they were raving about it.
Oh.
They're like, it's great. It's incredible. And I thought.
The one with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Is it called like something?
Folie à deux.
Folie à deux.
Mm-hmm.
À deux.
So what I was thinking, though, is at this point, he's so good at creepy. He should try being a dad in a sitcom. I bet he can't pull it off.
Mm.
He is the creepiest mofo you've ever watched.
He has that down.
He's got it.
Yeah. You know, though, he's so lovely in the movie Her, which is such a different.
But that's also creepy.
Well, the movie is kind of creepy, but he's not creepy in it. You see, you feel his love and you see what he's doing in this
relationship?
I know
he's a good actor, but man, he's so creepy.
Yeah. Well, he does do creepy well.
Yep.
I was reading this thing. He was talking about how, I guess he lost a lot of weight to play the Joker the first time around. And so he had to do it again for this one. And he had to learn to dance. He was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I've either got to stay skinny or I've got to just not starve myself down anymore.
You know what? That's I'll tell you what we hear at the end of every football season is someone goes, I'm retired. That hurts too much. And then they get 3 months off and go, I'm back.
I feel pretty good now.
I'm back. Yeah, I feel good. Let's play another one more. Let's do one more.
One more season.
I ran into one of the sports guys down the hall, and they were like, football's back. Thank God. If you do a talk show about football or about sports.
Right.
Football.
Well, they could have been talking about the Olympics, but nobody cares about that.
Shasky, you weirdo.
No one cares about that.
I took my head clean off.
I was right there. I was standing behind you going, what are you talking about? Your sports station. They only care about like the major league sports,
well,
I guess.
Football, again, with the printing of the money and the thirst, the unquenchable thirst for it. I guess it probably is good times down the hall. Mm. The percentage of Americans who move is at its lowest rate in recent history. That doesn't pencil out here in California because we've been watching people split.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched neighbors on my street leave. And I know a few more people who've left for Texas. Actually, the neighbors moved to Idaho.
Yeah.
But one of my wife's good friends just moved to Texas and bought a home.
Oh, boy.
And was like,
I can do that here.
I was able to do that. Mm. And so, yeah, on a teacher's salary, I bought a home in Texas. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yep. There are trade-offs. I mean, I love living in this state, but it is incredibly, like, ridiculously expensive.
Migration hovered around 20% from just after World War II through the 80s.
Oh.
Since then, it's been on a steady decline.
And by migration, they're just talking about any move, like in someplace else in state?
I think so.
So about 20% of people would move every year.
And now it's down to 8.4%.
Wow.
So there's that. Younger people are living with their parents longer and delaying marriage. Mm. I think that's a good sign. And, you know, we've looked at other cultures and we hear about how people take care of their families and they live as families and
multi-generational
it's only
homes.
Been here that trend had completely changed to, no, we leave at 18, get married, and then get divorced, and then get married again. Like, it was a pretty American thing that we were up to there, and now it seems to be changing.
And we're kind of a youngish country, a couple hundred years, and so, you know, in its way, it makes sense. Like, there was nothing but room. So even if you just moved to another house in the same town that your parents had, I don't know, settled that city, it was like the world was wide in those days.
They mention remote work has changed how many people need to move as well. So you may have moved to a cheaper place to keep and kept your job at Google or whatever.
So you moved during the pandemic and now you're part of the not moving percentage.
Yeah, well, and I can see why that would be. So, two-income households make it tougher for both parties to find new jobs in new cities.
Mm, that's true.
That makes sense. Yep. So anyway, there's a lot less people moving right now, according to the Census Bureau. Americans are moving at the lowest rate in decades.
Hmm.
According to a new study, 54% of all workers would quit their job to become a full-time influencer. And this even goes for older people.
Mm.
We're not talking about kids working retail. This study involved a wide range of people between the ages of 18 and 60. So, okay.
It does seem like a job. Like even just, you know, kind of a low-level influencer like Alex's wife. Like she was banking photos and doing all, I mean, really sort of following the trends of how people were presenting themselves on. Like, I really thought, oh, that seems like a lot of work, what she's doing there.
It is. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is I actually
really a job.
the people on YouTube who've built, and that just goes to what I was saying earlier. This guy who took over ESPN started a podcast and built an audience and had such a following that by the time, you know, ESPN was talking to him, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars are being handed over to a guy who built his persona and his career.
And all his people come with him to this outlet that he has now on television.
And he's not the only one, but there are a lot of people who've put in that work.
Yeah.
And are broken. Got a huge offer and had been doing a podcast and
said, yeah, went, I'll take your $200 million.
You built a big audience. I will absolutely like buy that off you. Yep. 64% of social media users would gladly accept payments from brands to promote their products on their social media feeds. I'm not surprised by that. I don't want to be, you know, we do that here, but on my feed, that's pictures of me and my kids and my wife.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I just feel like it already feels a little bit spammy, you know, some of this stuff. And so I would just never really want to be doing that on my Instagram.
Right. And we do live spots here
for
paying customers who, you know, are coming through the station.
We don't allow our personal social media.
But I've never made one penny off of Instagram or Facebook.
Nope.
That I know of.
Yeah. We might post them before or after, I guess, you know, but I feel like you and I have always tried to be careful about that stuff. I just don't want to seem like a, you know.
Well, that cash grab thing swears quick.
Yeah.
And then people are like, that person's a sellout.
They'll promote anything.
Any damn thing. Studio apartments are 11% smaller than a decade ago.
Oh.
When your kid finally moves out of your basement in 2038, that's the story. Sorry. they might be moving into a walk-in closet. You know, I think that your son is a perfect example of that decision you've got to make, which is like forever, I had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. It just was what it was.
Yes.
I could not afford to live alone.
Right.
Period. And so I had tons of roommates. Most of the time, it was pretty cool. Like whenever we found ourselves at home.
You were young and you're friends with a lot of these people. And
whenever we found ourselves at home and, you know, with some time, we'd either all go surfing together or go play golf or go get into whatever trouble we could find together. It was rare, but when we could, it was awesome.
Yeah, a good roommate situation is actually great.
But I also understand why you would give up space in order to be alone.
Yes.
You know?
You go tiny so you can afford aloneness.
And that's what your son did, right? Mm-hmm. That was his thing.
He's
not
alone.
In a studio, though.
Actually. It is a full one bedroom, but it is, you know what you can fit in that bedroom? A bed.
California King?
No.
Oh.
He's going to have a queen bed.
Oh.
And that's all. And then he's going to go like this to get in it.
Oh, scooting around
it's
the walls.
It's tiny. It's like a closet.
All right.
But.
He's doing better than me. I had a futon until I was like, I don't know. How old would I have been? I would have been 29
maybe?
Before I got rid of the futon and got a real bed.
He's getting a futon by design. Apparently, there's a whole school of thought that is you should sleep and work on the floor so that you have to change your position constantly. You have to stand up, get back down. It's a whole thing.
You mean you don't get a desk?
You get a standing desk that you can sit, put it all the way down so that you can slide your knees under it. And you don't have a desk chair. One or the other. You got to stand up and use it or you have to sit on the floor.
That's what he's going to do?
That's the trend. He bought a futon. And which is a very Japanese thing. It's a Japanese futon, and he's got some mat that it's going to go on. He doesn't have it yet. He had to sleep on the floor the last two nights.
But that'll be his bed.
That'll be his bed, and he'll be able to roll it up and then be able to use that room. He'll be able to walk around in that room during the day. I know.
All right.
Space saving, I guess. We'll see how long that lasts. Honestly, I was just like, oh, that sounds great. It was a super good idea.
Actually, you know what? Let me go to this text someone sent about your boy here real quick. I lived in NYC for 5 years. This is from 415. And the property owners there are criminal. So unfortunately, your boy might not get help with painting the place. And he should take pictures now to make sure he gets his deposit back.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. No, they're not. Once they've got you, they're like, okay, well, that's enough of that. Here's your key, bye.
Oh, so he asked and it's out.
It's an ongoing thing.
Mm. All right. Well, you know who's really good at painting? His dad.
I'm sure his, honestly, John is so upset that he's gone.
I'm sure. I'm this, hey, I just told you.
Go back there and paint just to have an excuse to go back there.
I left here yesterday and checked two different Trader Joe's for the dumb chips my daughter eat. Like you can't help it. You love those
them.
Kids.
You want them to look at you and go, oh, thank you, my God. The chips I like.
Or whatever.
Right.
Or you need your place painted?
Let's do it together.
I'll drop everything. I'm on my way. I'm going to take vacation days to paint your place.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Here's a couple more texts. The number's 800-400-3697. Look up the premiere photos of Joaquin at the Joker premiere in Italy. The man is aging like fine wine.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
I think he's like 49. I was surprised. I actually would have thought he was older. I feel like he's looking haggard. But what do I know?
I'm one of those who left home early and got married young and got divorced and remarried again. Now I'm 44 with two kids and my wife and I are renting a small home from property that my dad owns. The only way we can afford to stay in the Bay Area. It's embarrassing. Jay, listening on the Odyssey app in San Jose.
Thanks, Jay.
Good morning, San Jose. Yeah,
don't be embarrassed. You do what you can. You do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. When I was in grad school, says 408, I agreed to renting a house with two classmates. Worst time of my life.
Oh.
I ended up finding another place and paying rent at two places for 8 months until the year's contract was up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I had a couple bad experiences, but mostly I had great times with my roommates. And we were all broke and we were all in that struggle together. And one guy I shared a place with, our power was turned off. And we were like, all right, well, we got no power. And then there
Everybody
we were.
Got any candles?
It is what it is. Like, there you are. You're in it with someone and you deal with it. 510 says, I only believe 5% of Scott Capurro's stories.
You shouldn't even believe that. That's a high percentage to believe.
What are you talking about?
Well, he does his lie.
You don't think that he wore dresses out on the town?
I think that if you really got into that and you were watching that happen, it was probably a very different thing.
Really?
Yes. I think that he finds something that you light up over and he goes, how can I make this more interesting
for him? What do you mean
him?
I light up over?
You lit up over that and you started asking all your questions and he just gave you answers that you wanted to hear.
He just lied to me. Well, I don't have, yes. I don't ask questions with a motive. I'm just trying to understand what he's up to.
He's like, I've got him.
I've got him.
Let me keep him.
I don't like it. Next time, I'm not going to ask him any questions.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll see what stories he tells.
Have you ever met you?
What?
That's going to be fascinating to watch, Vinny.
Stop it. I could, you know what? I will do that then. Fine. I'm going to make a note to myself.
Okay. Please don't. It's an interview.
707 says, didn't you get COVID from Christina? No. She hid in her room when she had it. And then 2 weeks later, I got it and we got it from in this studio. It was us two. We both went down.
I don't know where I got it from, but it was. Because literally, you're the only other person I know that has it. There's nobody else. I didn't run into anybody.
Well,
I didn't see anybody.
You know
I don't know anybody. Did I pass someone on the street and get it?
We don't even have fellow coworkers in here anymore.
I know.
So it's just you and me. So yeah, it was just that day, Tuesday, when, you know, or Monday. Maybe you were already, you didn't feel it yet, but you were already.
I must have been.
Brewing it.
Yeah.
707 says, futons have come a long way, by the way. Futon is Japanese word for mattress. There are many futon mattresses that are just like beds, only better. Mine wasn't.
Yeah.
No, mine was.
His is like supposedly a fold-up-y kind of a thing. You can fold it over and get it out of the way, but it lays on the floor. It's not in a frame.
Mine was on a wood. You could lay it flat and you were literally sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Like if you rolled
on
off
like
it,
a pallet,
you were like 6 inches from hitting the floor. Like right. That's it. On a pallet,
but then you
yes.
could sort of pop up the one side.
I could turn it into a couch, but never did.
I was saying you should do that. Like, well, I suppose if it's just sitting in your bedroom, why would you?
And
but
you
if
live
you had
alone,
people
yeah,
over,
what are you going
to
do?
Or if you have to, you know, shimmy along the wall to get into stuff, I would maybe stand it up, make it into a couch at some point.
Whatever. Yeah. He lives in New York.
Honestly,
he's in the Big
right.
Apple. He's chasing his dreams of game design
and floor sitting.
Go, kid, go. Yeah. We're rooting for you.
Yes, I'm definitely rooting for him. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Make it work.
What's coming up in your trash?
The latest in really weird things you can do for your pedicure. It's so weird.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.